Great, we'll take care of them. Fantastic, as well. I'm very glad to be here. It's been a long time since I've been here. I've been across the bridge a couple of times, and I've been on this way. So it's very nice to be here. It's been a really great tour. We've been on tour. Oh, hi, dear. We've been on tour since December of 67. Terribly surrealistic, you know, really far out. But it's been great. You've been having a good time. Dennis, we got another one of these high stools, man. Wow. And they'll fall off. Boy, oh boy. There are just certain stools which just make you feel you're going to fall off. So I have to kind of wrap myself around them really well. Okay, I'm very glad to be here, like I said before, and it's been a really very, very enlightening time for me to just be doing what I'm doing, because I never in my whole life thought I'd be doing this. You know what I mean? This is really far out. Still. Yeah. I have a song I'm trying to talk to Dan much because I usually do. But I have a song that I sing first all the time. For quite a while now, basically because it's dedicated to a specifically strange man, a very weird guy, who lived in Key Biscayne, Florida for a little while, at the edge of a lagoon. He lived in a big white house at the edge of this lagoon. And I had a bunch of friends back then who lived across the street from this big white house at the edge of the lagoon. They lived in trailers and vans. They were called dropouts in those days. There was a dropout marine biologist and a dropout physicist and a dropout linguist and a dropout water mechanic. And they all dropped in by this lagoon to conduct their own experiment called interspecies communications. With a couple of friends who lived in the lagoon. This keeps going out. These were nice guys. They were a couple of dolphins. They were married, hanging out. We did a lot of that back then. We hung out a lot. And we learned a lot doing it. It was a good process. Hanging out. These guys were kind of strange. Their experiment was something like, oh, Florida, yeah. Florida, wow, Florida. Hey, man, what do we do today? Hey, why don't we play music for the dolphin. Hey, why don't we just talk to the dolphin? Prove it. Hey, why don't we get high? Yeah! Well, after 2.5 years, it didn't work. They expected the dolphin to speak English. But not as strange as the guy in the big white house across the street to whom this song is dedicated. That's what this is all about. The guy across the street, actually. There was a game we used to play with his house. Every time I went to Florida to play down there, somebody new would be coming along with us, and they'd all have to get indoctrinated as to how to play this game. the big white house. It went something like this. My friends would corner them at my hotel room just before we got in their van. They went into the lagoon and they'd tell them how to do it. They'd go, okay, man, when we get down into the lagoon, you know, we're going to go up to the gate. You guys get out and walk up to the gate. I'm going to open up the lock. You guys walk up to the gate. When I push the gate open, everybody freeze. With your back at the big white house across the street. You're not going to believe this, man. This is so far. This is real. Now, when we get there, on the count of three, everybody turn around, look at the big white house at the same time, and make faces. Hey, you're not going to believe this. This is so far. So we'd all get out of the van, and we'd walk up to the gate, and we'd open the gate, and everybody went in. With our backs to the big white house. Then we'd hear, one of them about 30 seconds, and then, okay, one, everybody would turn around at the same time to get the big white house. Faces of every kind, Venetian blinds, in every window. That's weird. That's strange. And this guy we found out was weirder than we were. In so many ways. Anyway, he pissed me off and I wrote this first song. His name was Richard Nixon, by the way. This girl. Thank you. Ever since the beginning of time, men have always thought of women as two kinds of women. The good woman and the bad woman. Both one and the same. Women have often sought the good guys out of the bad guys, only to find in the end. Seems you can't have one without the other ones, but not if that's the way it is. 1993. I think we know that by now, but we don't. I've been trying to figure out why it is. I've never seen man and woman get along for life. I've seen man and dog get along for life. Women and cat. Women and horse. Never seen man and woman get along for life. I knew there was a reason. Tried to figure it out for myself. Did a lot of deducing. Came up with my own answer. For me, that means I'm satisfied with it. Turned out to be that it is because we are two completely different species. That's why. We don't know that yet either. But we will. Learned a couple of other things along the way. One was, if there were no men on the planet, there'd be no war. Simple enough deduction. True. If there were no women on the planet, there'd be no men. Heavy duty. Also the truth. These two songs about the two fictitious types of women which men have often thought to exist since the beginning of time. You can take all
love to each other. Wrap it up. Tell it on the ground, all of the sand ocean. Drop it in the middle of the deep sea.
What's your price?
drinking again. This next song was written by another friend of mine who, way back in the late 50s, used to say things that took people months to figure out. He's another one of those kind of guys. We all, I figured, had weird friends back then. We all had one or two, I'm sure. The good part about that is they're all straight now. Very straight. Anyway. This guy was pretty out there. He had an uncanny ability to detect record company people in the dark. He this far. This guy was really one of those guys, you know. You could feel them when they came out of the room, you know. What he would do is he would be playing a song, you know, and he'd stop right in the middle of the song. He'd get up, walk off the stage, out the door, and leave town. Far out guy. It's a true story. I've seen him do it at least 3 times. Greyhound, you know, 42nd Street. Greyhound. Anyway, he was really one of those way out guys. How many of us were in the 50s? The number is
dwindling.
Well, all you young guys who weren't there, I have to tell you a little secret, because I know there's a lot of people who were there who wouldn't tell you this. Absolutely the most special time on the planet, because it was when the whole planet, the entire thing, the whole damn planet was gone. I was there, it's the truth. I know. 60s, we got hit. 60s and 70s, 70s and 80s. Try to figure out what the hell that meant. Now in the 90s. Yes. Now in the 90s. You didn't miss a damn thing. Don't kick yourself. Don't kick your friends. You didn't miss anything. Flatline. Anyway, he was caught up in that time too. He was there. And Muscle Beach, California, late 50s. Place where you go to make muscles. Everything you need is cemented in the sand. Was. Parallel bars, benches, a lot of dumbbells in the sand. A lot of huge guys pumping iron on the beach. And there he was sitting under the parallel bars, playing his guitar like this, in the sand. Under the parallel bars. Late 50s. Show you where I was, alright? Hey man, don't you know there's a lot of guys walking around here looking for this one little guy in front of you? Late 50. We didn't know what the hell he was talking about. We figured it out. Somewhere in the 60s, I'm sure you understand the sense. He wrote this song, he was trying to tell us something.
We care about, we've got to do something.
that song is there, because it's still important. We kind of call that environment, but it spans a few other layers. It's not just trees and things, it's minds, bodies, minds, souls, spirits.
Trees.
It's all in there. I'm just amazed at how much spunk and energy you put into so-called fighting for what we believe in. A lot of different areas where, if we were given a test on it, there'd be no real reason that we were doing what we were doing. We didn't really understand or know what the hell we were doing it for. Gets to be like that. I've been asking a certain question of audiences for about 19 years. And I've only got 3 answers in 19 years to this question. And they were all wrong. All 3 of them. They all said the same thing. And that was phenomenal. They all said the same thing. I was like, first one. Question is interesting because when I found out the answer, I couldn't not only not believe it, but it pissed me off to find out the answer. And I figured out later that that's not what really made me angry. It was the fact that they never told us that made me angry. So that's what I tell everybody if you ask this question, to find out if somebody knows, but also to get the hell out of the answer. They could be pissed off like me. Does anybody here know where the Pledge of Allegiance comes from?
Richard Nixon.
That's closer. No, actually, somewhere around 1936, there was a man who owned a flag factory. And he wrote it as an ad in a magazine. That's where it comes from. And when he pissed off like me, he should be. They got us again. Imaginary has a hell of a long and deep arm. All the way back to 1936. Yep, it was an ad. This guy was really brilliant because he wrote it as an ad. Scholastic magazine. Everything got in. That pissed me off. Because they didn't tell us where it came from, because they knew if they had, we might not have ever said it. Ever. You know what I mean? I know there's lots of young guys out there that think the Pledge of Allegiance probably came from Lincoln's times. Not on your life. 1936, somewhere around there. Yeah. Is there any wonder why we don't know what the hell is going on? We're saluting a hat. This is truly surrogate. Huh? Amazing.
First step was to touch your moon.
Seems like some of the gifts that we're
Yes, we are.
cannot let the world get colder. We must begin instead of end. We will remember all the best about you. Taught us how to carry on. You made the kind of world we first saw in your eyes. There's a whole lot we learned. Yes, we have lost a peaceful soldier. There's a whole world at stake. This point's on. There's a lot we learn from you, dear John.
I will be waiting.
village.
Singing to my baby.
Yeah. I've got the suit.
Thank you.
it seem like it means a lot. But it's really not a good word. It only means close. Means almost. That's due to the fact that I have two ears. One ear's a little bit different than the other. Gotta get to the relative situation. Very difficult this time. There's also something I'd like to drop on you, since I was talking to all you young guys before out there. I have to tell you another little secret. For all of you who have maybe bought the idea that your future is in outer space, I forgot to tell you one thing. I don't know if that can get you on that. That's good. Outer space. hell of a concept. It's amazing how thin the line really is. You know what I'm saying? Very thin. Some guys in the news call it the age of transparency. You know what I'm saying? This age of transparency means everything is seen for what it really is. Gets to be that way. And then all of us get to see it together. And it blows our minds because we always thought we were different. Been around the planet 28 times, if not 30, and I only have one question to answer in my whole life since I was about 13, and it was, is there a difference anywhere? No difference anywhere. None whatsoever. No difference. And that's far out. Because they sure make us think like there is one. They teach us there is a difference. We're the best! Jeez, unbelievable. Sort of shallow line, like I said before. You know, we salute something, there's an ad, and we go die for it. It's amazing. It is amazing. Here's another trick question. And I say it's a trick question because I know there's no answer to it. So it's a trick question. But something to think about. Name two things, just two things, united about the United States of America. Just two.
Taxes.
No, wrong. You pay taxes differently in other states. No, some of us don't like war, some of us do. Not united.
Stupidity.
No, some of us are smart. Some of us are. Well, you know, that's a good one because I tell you the only thing that could possibly be united, and that is the humanity. That is the human beings who live here. They have a chance of becoming united. Becoming like everything else. The way it really is. There is no answer to that question because there isn't a damn thing in that. You know? Go to jail in this state for 30 years for that, next state, 12. Different. You know? You can smoke on this side of the border, you can't smoke on that side of the border. Unbelievable. It's very strange. But we still call it United, don't we? I think that the guys in Washington are the guys who perpetrated that one, the guys who get there, you know what I mean, in Washington. Well, I should say the guys, some of us, send there. You know, they got us believing that the government lives in Washington. That's the biggest lie of all. The government lives right here. Government's in this room. They are only, in fact, they are only representatives of the government, which is us guys. And they're supposed to be doing what we tell them to do, not what they want to tell us we have to do. Now, the reason I get into this is because, you know, there's lots of things going on around us that young people never get a chance to know about because they got us first. And we don't know a damn thing about it. How are we going to tell anybody else? I love these people. We got to teach the kids about the environment. Don't know a damn thing about the environment. Or we're going to teach the kids. You know? Wrong. The kids are really teaching us. Because they know a hell of a lot more than we do, that's for sure. They got a lot more information about it than we were allowed. That's the truth. We know that. We already know. Getting common about that. That's one of the common things. You might admit it, you might not, but it's true anyway. We really don't know anything about it. And you can't mess with Mother Nature. She rains. She pours. She shakes the floors. Does all these things. I love it. Hell of a lot of snow, huh, guys? Yeah. Gotta leave, don't you? Yeah. She's got a deep voice. Yeah. It's far out. It's really far out. But we're getting there. We really are getting there. Because kids ain't gonna let us get away with it.
Who of these ones we call our friends? These governments killing them.
There are people under the fire.
Thank you.
That there are only 12 tribes of Israel, 12 roads to the city, 12 gates of heaven, 12 inches in a foot, 12 days of Christmas, 12 months to the year, 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, 12 men on the journey. Freedom, 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 freedom. I am no piano player. I only know two songs on the piano. I wrote both of them, and I forgot the other one. I was educated.